Chapter 4. Finance and Trade. Consolidated Revenue Fund. 81. All revenues or monies raised or received by the Executive Government of the Commonwealth shall form one Consolidated Revenue Fund, to be appropriated for the purposes of the Commonwealth in the manner and subject to the charges and liabilities imposed by this Constitution. Expenditure charged thereon. 82. The costs, charges and expenses incident to the collection, management and receipt of the Consolidated Revenue Fund shall form the first charge thereon, and the revenue of the Commonwealth shall, in the first instance, be applied to the payment of the expenditure of the Commonwealth. Money to be appropriated by law. 83. No money shall be drawn from the Treasury of the Commonwealth except under appropriation made by law. But until the expiration of 1 month after the first meeting of the Parliament, the Governor-General in Council may draw from the Treasury and expend such monies as may be necessary for the maintenance of any department transferred to the Commonwealth and for the holding of the first elections for the Parliament. Transfer of Officers. 84. When any department of the public service of a state becomes transferred to the Commonwealth, all officers of the department shall become subject to the control of the Executive Government of the Commonwealth. Any such officer who is not retained in the service of the Commonwealth shall, unless he is appointed to some other office of equal emolument in the public service of the state, be entitled to receive from the state any pension, gratuity, or other compensation payable under the law of the state on the abolition of his office. Any such officer who is retained in the service of the Commonwealth shall preserve all his existing and accruing rights, and shall be entitled to retire from office at the time and on the pension or retiring allowance, which would be permitted by the law of the state if his service with the Commonwealth were a continuation of his service with the state. Such pension or retiring allowance shall be paid to him by the Commonwealth, but the state shall pay to the Commonwealth a part thereof, to be calculated on the proportion which his term of service with the state bears to his whole term of service, and for the purpose of the calculation, his salary shall be taken to be that paid to him by the state at the time of the transfer. Any officer who is at the establishment of the Commonwealth in the public service of a state, and who is, by consent of the Governor of the state, with the advice of the Executive Council thereof, transferred to the public service of the Commonwealth, shall have the same rights as if he had been an officer of a department transferred to the Commonwealth and were retained in the service of the Commonwealth. Transfer of Property of State. 85. When any department of the public service of a state is transferred to the Commonwealth, 1. All property of the state of any kind used exclusively in connection with the department shall become vested in the Commonwealth, but in the case of the departments controlling customs and excise and bounties, for such time only as the Governor-General in Council may declare to be necessary. 2. The Commonwealth may acquire any property of the state of any kind used but not exclusively used in connection with the department. The value thereof shall, if no agreement can be made, be ascertained in, as nearly as may be, the manner in which the value of land, or of an interest in land, taken by the state for public purposes, is ascertained under the law of the state, in force at the establishment of the Commonwealth. 3. The Commonwealth shall compensate the state for the value of any property passing to the Commonwealth under this section. If no agreement can be made as to the mode of compensation, it shall be determined under laws to be made by the Parliament. 4. The Commonwealth shall, at the date of the transfer, assume the current obligations of the state in respect of the department transferred. 86. On the establishment of the Commonwealth, the collection and control of duties of customs and of excise, and the control of the payment of bounties, shall pass to the Executive Government of the Commonwealth. 87. During a period of 10 years after the establishment of the Commonwealth, and thereafter until the Parliament otherwise provides, of the net revenue of the Commonwealth from duties of customs and of excise, not more than 1/4 shall be applied annually by the Commonwealth towards its expenditure. The balance shall, in accordance with this Constitution, be paid to the several states or applied towards the payment of interest on debts of the several states taken over by the Commonwealth. Uniform duties of customs. 88. Uniform duties of customs shall be imposed within 2 years after the establishment of the Commonwealth. Payment to states before uniform duties. 89. Until the imposition of uniform duties of customs, 1. The Commonwealth shall credit to each state the revenues collected therein by the Commonwealth. 2. The Commonwealth shall debit to each state, a. the expenditure therein of the Commonwealth incurred solely for the maintenance or continuance, as at the time of transfer, of any department transferred from the state to the Commonwealth. B. The proportion of the state, according to the number of its people, in the other expenditure of the Commonwealth. 3. The Commonwealth shall pay to each state, month by month, the balance, if any, in favour of the state. Exclusive power over customs, excise and bounties. 90. On the imposition of uniform duties of customs, the power of the Parliament to impose duties of customs and of excise, and to grant bounties on the production or export of goods, shall become exclusive. On the imposition of uniform duties of customs, all laws of the several states imposing duties of customs or of excise, or offering bounties on the production or export of goods, shall cease to have effect. But any grant of or agreement for any such bounty lawfully made by or under the authority of the government of any state shall be taken to be good if made before the 30th day of June 1898, and not otherwise. Exceptions as to bounties. 91. Nothing in this Constitution prohibits a state from granting any aid to or bounty on mining for gold, silver, or other metals, nor from granting, with the consent of both Houses of the Parliament of the Commonwealth, expressed by resolution, any aid to or bounty on the production or export of goods. Trade within the Commonwealth to be free. 92. On the imposition of uniform duties of customs, trade, commerce, and intercourse among the states, whether by means of internal carriage or ocean navigation, shall be absolutely free. But notwithstanding anything in this Constitution, goods imported before the imposition of uniform duties of customs into any state, or into any colony which, whilst the goods remain therein, becomes a state, shall, on thence passing into another state within 2 years after the imposition of such duties, be liable to any duty chargeable on the importation of such goods into the Commonwealth, less any duty paid in respect of the goods on their importation. Payment to states for 5 years after uniform tariffs. 93. During the first 5 years after the imposition of uniform duties of customs, and thereafter until the Parliament otherwise provides, 1. The duties of customs chargeable on goods imported into a state, and afterwards passing into another state for consumption, and the duties of excise paid on goods produced or manufactured in a state, and afterwards passing into another state for consumption, shall be taken to have been collected not in the former, but in the latter state. 2. Subject to the last subsection, the Commonwealth shall credit revenue, debit expenditure, and pay balances to the several states as prescribed for the period preceding the imposition of uniform duties of customs. Distribution of surplus. 94. After 5 years from the imposition of uniform duties of customs, the Parliament may provide, on such basis as it deems fair, for the monthly payment to the several states of all surplus revenue of the Commonwealth. Customs duties of Western Australia. 95. Notwithstanding anything in this Constitution, the Parliament of the State of Western Australia, if that state be an original state, may, during the first 5 years after the imposition of uniform duties of customs, impose duties of customs on goods passing into that state and not originally imported from beyond the limits of the Commonwealth, and such duty shall be collected by the Commonwealth. But any duty so imposed on any goods shall not exceed, during the first of such years, the duty chargeable on the goods under the law of Western Australia in force at the imposition of uniform duties, and shall not exceed, during the second, third, fourth, and fifth of such years respectively, 4/5, 3/5, 2/5, and 1/5 of such latter duty. And all duties imposed under this section shall cease at the expiration of the fifth year after the imposition of uniform duties. If at any time during the 5 years the duty on any goods under this section is higher than the duty imposed by the Commonwealth on the importation of the like goods, then such higher duty shall be collected on the goods when imported into Western Australia from beyond the limits of the Commonwealth. Financial assistance to states. 96. During a period of 10 years after the establishment of the Commonwealth, and thereafter until the Parliament otherwise provides, the Parliament shall grant financial assistance to any state on such terms and conditions as the Parliament thinks fit. Audit. 97. Until the Parliament otherwise provides, the laws in force in any colony which has become or becomes a state with respect to the receipt of revenue and the expenditure of money on account of the government of the colony, and the review and audit of such receipt and expenditure, shall apply to the receipt of revenue and the expenditure of money on account of the Commonwealth in the state in the same manner as if the Commonwealth or the government or an officer of the Commonwealth were mentioned, whenever the colony or the government or an officer of the colony is mentioned. Trade and commerce includes navigation and state railways. 98. The power of the Parliament to make laws with respect to trade and commerce extends to navigation and shipping, and to railways the property of any state. Commonwealth not to give preference. 99. The Commonwealth shall not, by any law or regulation of trade, commerce, or revenue, give preference to one state or any part thereof over another state or any part thereof. Nor abridge right to use water. 100. The Commonwealth shall not, by any law or regulation of trade or commerce, abridge the right of a state or of the residents therein to the reasonable use of the waters of rivers for conservation or irrigation. Interstate Commission. 101. There shall be an interstate commission with such powers of adjudication and administration as the Parliament deems necessary for the execution and maintenance within the Commonwealth of the provisions of this Constitution relating to trade and commerce, and of all laws made thereunder. Parliament may forbid preferences by state. 102. The Parliament may, by any law with respect to trade or commerce, forbid, as to railways, any preference or discrimination by any state, or by any authority constituted under a state, if such preference or discrimination is undue and unreasonable, or unjust to any state, due regard being had to the financial responsibilities incurred by any state in connection with the construction and maintenance of its railways. But no preference or discrimination shall, within the meaning of this section, be taken to be undue and unreasonable, or unjust to any state, unless so adjudged by the Interstate Commission. Commissioner's appointment, tenure and remuneration. 103. The members of the Interstate Commission, 1, shall be appointed by the Governor-General in Council, 2, shall hold office for 7 years, but may be removed within that time by the Governor-General in Council on an address from both Houses of the Parliament in the same session praying for such removal on the ground of proved misbehaviour or incapacity, 3, shall receive such remuneration as the Parliament may fix, but such remuneration shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. Saving of certain rates. 104. Nothing in this Constitution shall render unlawful any rate for the carriage of goods upon a railway, the property of a state, if the rate is deemed by the Interstate Commission to be necessary for the development of the territory of the state, and if the rate applies equally to goods within the state and to goods passing into the state from other states. Taking over public debts of states. 105. The Parliament may take over from the states their public debts, or a proportion thereof according to the respective numbers of their people as shown by the latest statistics of the Commonwealth, and may convert, renew or consolidate such debts, or any part thereof, and the states shall indemnify the Commonwealth in respect of the debts taken over, and thereafter the interest payable in respect of the debts shall be deducted and retained from the proportions of the surplus revenue of the Commonwealth payable to the several states. Or if such surplus is insufficient, or if there is no surplus, then the deficiency or the whole amount shall be paid by the several states. Note 18. Agreements with respect to state debts. Note 19. 105A. 1. The Commonwealth may make agreements with the states with respect to the public debts of the states, including A. the taking over of such debts by the Commonwealth, B. the management of such debts, C. the payment of interest and the provision and management of sinking funds in respect of such debts, D. the consolidation, renewal, conversion and redemption of such debts, E. the indemnification of the Commonwealth by the states in respect of debts taken over by the Commonwealth, and F. the borrowing of money by the states or by the Commonwealth or by the Commonwealth for the states. 2. The Parliament may make laws for validating any such agreement made before the commencement of this section. 3. The Parliament may make laws for the carrying out by the parties thereto of any such agreement. 4. Any such agreement may be varied or rescinded by the parties thereto. 5. Every such agreement, and any such variation thereof, shall be binding upon the Commonwealth and the States parties thereto, notwithstanding anything contained in this Constitution, or the Constitution of the several States, or in any law of the Parliament of the Commonwealth, or of any State. 6. The powers conferred by this section shall not be construed as being limited in any way by the provisions of Section 105 of this Constitution.